From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer, Matt Cotrillo, the news director. So these are the people that orchestrate the Sunrise show that you hear each morning. And, of course, I'm the humble narrator that you join each morning. On the news line with us now, Tim Murray is here. He's the former CEO of Aluminum Bahrain, a Vanderbilt graduate, Susquehanna University graduate, and now doing Susquehanna University adjunct faculty. And now, I guess you add to that author to his list of items on his resume. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want to add this as an accolade. You're really viewed as being a business expert in the world. I did the usual Google searching on the people that I get to interview, and you're the go-to person for a lot of folks. You're doing some consulting now. Tell me a tiny bit about this consulting that you're doing now.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I was the CEO of Aluminum Bahrain, and so I finished my career overseas. I was overseas for 12 years, so I finished it late last year, took a couple months off, started a management consulting firm called Cardinal Virtues Consulting. So I'm doing all kinds of consulting, general management consulting, financial advisory, private equity work. And in the interim, I'm also doing, I'm an adjunct professor at Susquehanna. So I was just up your way the last couple of days. Now I'm in Virginia, but I was actually in Steelens Grove, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, doing some teaching on campus. Susquehanna is back on campus. Unlike many universities that went online, they're actually having kids and students there. So it was great. It was great to be back on campus. And actually, it was some nice weather the last few days in the valley.
And you took some time during the pandemic to write a book. Tell us about this.
Yes, so the pandemic removed the excuse that I don't have time to write a book. So I've always wanted to write a book. I'm a very, very big reader. So I wrote a book. It's called CEO Words of Wisdom. It's a very short book. Basically, it's 12 short stories where I use some of my catchphrases or I would say advice, like such things as you never get a second chance for a first impression, perception is reality. Best communication is direct communication. And so these little stories, they're each true stories from my life. Very short book. I gave you a copy. I think you were a little intimidated first when I said I was going to give you a book, and then you saw it and said, hey, I can read that book. That book's okay. So hopefully you had a chance to flip through it over the last couple of days. And again, it's a very short, packs a punch, good advice for anybody. I recommend it for anybody who's a college student to CEO of a company.
Well, I guarantee you, I was reading at home and I said the words out loud while I was reading, oh, brother, when I got to the point where you said, people hesitate to read. I thought, oh, he's going to remember my face when you handed me the book.
Yeah, because I found in my life I have given many people books, and that is usually the first reaction. It's like a look of pain. and I tried to make this book ultra simple, very easy. Again, it's probably a 2 or 3 hour read for most people, but it's got some nice stories. And at the end of each chapter are clear takeaways. Hey, here's advice. Here's something I can use in my life and my career. So I want to make it very practical and kind of fun to read.
Well, and if you forget any of it, you can go back and just read the takeaways. And I think that would be a great way to review. You also say that it's advisable, in your view, to read at least 15 minutes a day, even if you don't love reading and even if you claim not to have time.
Correct. So my philosophy is reading is just a habit. Like, I like to compare it like wearing a seatbelt. Okay. When you first started wearing a seatbelt, you didn't want to do it. Okay. You got into that habit of doing it after you did it for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. You didn't really think about doing it. You sit in your car, you put your seatbelt on. And by the way, I highly advise you wear your seatbelt. I used to work in the safety in the seatbelt industry. So, and I like to do it before I go to bed. So whatever you want to read, any book, newspaper, the Bible, whatever you want to read, take 15 minutes. It clears your mind, because when you're reading a book, you know, you can't be checking Facebook. You can't be on Instagram. You can't be on Twitter. You can't be on Snapchat. You can't be getting dinged. It really does clear your mind. And when people say they don't have time, I say 15 minutes is what percent of the day? It's only 1% of your day. There's 1,440 minutes in a day. So you do have time. We waste time. Again, do it before you go to bed. It'll clear your mind. You'll probably end up reading more than 15 minutes once you get into the habit. Again, your brain is like your body. If you don't use it, you got to exercise it. And at first it'll be a little sore and a little painful, but then you will begin to enjoy it. I didn't start reading again until my mid-30s. I was not a big reader until about my mid-30s. So it can be done. You can do it later in life.
And when do you read? It sounds like you were doing a lot of flying in the past and then probably had long days when you're in Bahrain.
Oh, yeah. I would read. I mean, I was doing a lot of international traveling, so I was doing, 24-hour day trips, so obviously I would read a lot on the plane. Every night I read consistently. Every morning I get up, the first thing I do is I go through the Wall Street Journal. I read that. Usually at lunch I like to read. So anything. It could be from newspapers to magazines to books. But I do read every single night, even if I'm tired and I don't feel like it. I pull out my Kindle. I highly recommend you get a Kindle. It makes it so easy. It helps remove the excuse. You can pick it up. You can travel with it. It's got a nice little backlight. It doesn't matter where you are. Very simple device, costs $100. You can put hundreds of books on it. It really, really helps facilitate reading. And it makes it easier. You can change the font, the sizes, the backlight. So it makes it very easy for people to read.
All right. And I'm an Audible guy myself, so book.
Yeah, right. Audible is fine. If you're in the car, use Audible. That's another option, and that's an easy one. And actually, that's usually cheaper than Audible books. They're typically given away.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. Let me ask you one more quick question about the book itself. In the book, you kind of call out people with whom you had issues or were underperformers and folks you didn't want to push out the door, but if they said, hey, I'm leaving, you weren't going to try to convince them to stay, maybe. What's your view on this? Society, they're going to read that. You're talking about a limited number of individuals in the world with whom you worked closely. What's your thought when they see that and say, oh my gosh, she's talking about me having issues or underperforming?
Yeah, you're right. I have one chapter that says never hire or promote somebody you wouldn't terminate later. And this was a lesson in life I learned early in my career. As we go through our careers, we all will go through downsizing and restructuring. I think today many people are experiencing that. We had 40 million people have filed for unemployment. So, yeah, how that people felt. I mean, if you read the story, what I wrote was the truth. I did try and do it in a balanced way. And you are going to have cases where there's people that are your friends that you work with that, you may have to let them go if they don't perform. As I said in the book, in that chapter, business is business. If somebody's not performing just because they're your friend or even your relative, you got to deal with it. Because if you don't, your people see this. And so when you don't deal with poor performers, my view, it's like a cancer. It just grows and it spreads. And then they say, oh, look, he gets away with it because he's the boss's buddy or he's his relative. So I don't need to work hard because he's not working hard or she's not doing this. So you have to deal with it. It's not fun. It's not anything I ever enjoyed. The stories, the people may not like the stories, but really what I wrote is the truth. So, I'm a big believer in telling the truth, and maybe you don't like it, but the truth is the truth. So it's not like I was looking to get anybody. I gave examples, and there are many lessons from it, so I felt it was worth sharing those lessons, maybe even to the expense of upsetting a few people.
Wows, W-O-W-S, as in Words of Wisdom, Words of Wisdom, !! is the new book. Tim Murray's on the line talking about that. Give us some of the wows. Please read through some of the elements on some of the favorites on the bookmarks.
Sure, you got, we have chapter one, you never get a second chance for a first impression. Very big believer in this. Second one, you can always do more than you think. I think we as people, we always hold back a little bit and you got to be pushed. Success is where preparation and opportunity meet. One of my favorites. I'm a big, big, big believer in preparation. I got perception is reality. Tomorrow will be different than today. I think that applies to the COVID world today, doesn't it? What makes you successful at one level is not what makes you successful at the next level. So when you get promoted up the chain, lots of lessons there. Make decisions as if it's your own personal money. Real simple one, but a really powerful one. Best communication, direct communication. Again, never hire or promote somebody you're not going to terminate. Treat all feedback as a gift. I talk a lot about giving feedback. This is a big buzzword today, and it's very important in the development of your career. Plan your work your plan. This was my grandfather's favorite saying that I took. And my last one is coaching is a gift that must be returned. Because today in the business world, if you read, actually one of the biggest things that people want is coaching, and it's probably one of the fewest things that you actually get. If you want to develop and move up in the world, you need to be coached. You need to be mentored. And sadly, people aren't paid extra for this. It's a lot of extra work. And unfortunately, most people don't want to do it for those reasons. So when you find somebody who does coach you, you should thank them, and you give back that gift to somebody else later in life. That's my belief on coaching.
Who were your mentors?
So I was a big baseball player. I actually played at Susquehanna. Maybe you saw the pictures in the back of the book, Mark. I can't do those leg kickings anymore. But so in my life, I grew up in sports, so I think that's where my love of coaching comes from. So, of course, my father was my first big coach. In the business world, I had one gentleman. His name was John Scaladden. He was big mentor in my life. He was like a second father to me. So I spent 7 years directly under him working in Knoxville, Tennessee. And he's in the book. Like, I have a story in the book about him. He really kind of transformed me into a business guy. But I had several other coaches as I went through my career. I had a gentleman named Gary Shankman. He was a financial controller, somebody I worked under. I had a professor at Susquehanna. His name was Jerry Habegger. He was one of my big mentors early in my career. You know, I was going through college. So I had him as I went through my career. You know, first started with my parents, my grandparents, of course, my mom, my dad. But then as you go through your career, you kind of latch on to some people as you go through your different jobs. My first job, a guy named Chris Burke, he was my very first boss. I learned quite a bit from him. And then as I kind of climbed the ladder, okay, I went to Bahrain. I had my boss, who was the chairman of ALBA, His Excellency Sheikh Dej. He was a great, great guy. He really helped me understand Bahrain and how to handle the politics. And you know, we did a lot of good things with, we did a huge $3 billion expansion. So many, many things there. And as you go through your life, you really need to, again, when you find these people, you know, latch on to them, because, you know, nobody's just going to come up and say they want to mentor you. You have to initiate it. You have to push it and say, hey, could you help me on this? Or can you coach me on this? Very, very, very important that you initiate it. Don't think people are just going to come and say, hey, yeah, Tim, I want to coach you. I heard you're a good guy. It doesn't work like that. You got to find them, and nurture it. And really, you have to initiate it, in my view, on the coaching and the mentoring side. People aren't just going to come up and do it for you.
All right. Very, very short answer. We're short on time. What book should I read next in the business world?
I would recommend Make Your Bed, which is a book by Admiral Bill McRaven. And it's also a YouTube speech if you want to cheat. It was a speech he did at the University of Texas. He was an ex-Navy SEAL, 10 little short lessons on his life. Another one I read recently that's very good, it's called Thanks for the Feedback. It's also one about how you give feedback, how you have the discussions about feedback. And my last one would be, I read also recently, it's called The One Thing. And it's all about setting priorities and the evils of multitasking. It talks about how bad multitasking is.
Uh-oh.
And that we need to get back to focusing on fewer things than many things. So those are three quick books, ones for you.
You sound like my lovely bride with me on the phone. I'll tell you what, she's at her wit's end sometimes. Well, thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate that. I cannot wait till we can get back and have a good in-person visit and get more information and a lengthier interview. I just think you got a lot of words of wisdom there.
If I could just mention, this is on Amazon. So if you just go to Amazon and you go CEO Words of Wisdom, Tim Murray, you'll find it. It's in hard copy and also an ebook. So if you can just go to Amazon, and if you like the book, please leave a review on Amazon. That helps promote it for me.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim. I'll be certain to do that. Thank you so much for checking
in
this morning.
All right, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
We'll talk again. Tim Murray.
Take care.
Former CEO, Aluminium Bahrain, or ALBA, as they call it. He also Susquehanna University adjunct faculty. His consulting firm, Cardinal Virtues. And he's a Susquehanna University graduate, Vanderbilt graduate as well. Been around the world. Wow's Words of Wisdom, the new book he's got out. Tim Murray.